Kriya. Maybe starting off with that. This is my, you know, welcome to me, my home here, and well, if you listen, look at this, you will simply see me sitting here at home thinking about things and expressing my own opinions and experiences and sharing whatever I think is good to share. Old man. And you are free to look at this or not, of course, and that is what I wanted to talk about today, that we are free to our own opinions, own views. Of course, we have freedom of thought, freedom of speech, and even freedom of press or media to write whatever we want. At least so in this country, Sweden, where I grew up. Of course, now they have what they call the cancel culture, which is, of course, something that you found and find in more totalitarian societies as a good, practical, effective way of making people not think and say and write their own thoughts, but that of the masses. You just get the masses into a lynch mob, group pressure and all of that. And this way you can control the minds of a large population. But fortunately, we have that freedom. To also cancel that cancel culture and respect each other and rather have dialogue, debates, let our opinions meet, again respectfully. But also sharing and maybe learning one thing or another from each other. Anyway, When I was in my late teens, I was one of those young difficult ones who stood up against establishment, who walked their own ways and had to endure both this and that for daring to walk in my own path, following my own convictions, and so on. Well, I had and have the benefits of learning from all over the world. Philosophies, knowledge, wisdom. This is what attracted me to understand what life is all about and what to do with it to have a meaningful and happy life. That's what I did, and that's what I want to share here, including the ups and downs, but always with the purpose of trying to do something beneficial for everyone. So yeah, back in 78, I came in contact with this, that is called the Gaudiya Mission. And again, it was and is there in West Bengal, Navadvip area, north of Calcutta mainly, there's a center there, which was, traditionally has been, and was even much more so in the past, cultural, philosophical center in India, one of the main ones actually. And in the late 19th or early 20th century, there were some very bold and free thinkers there who similarly dared to challenge the establishment there of India, both the British and the old Hindu society. These were people such as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, as we call him, who then came over to the West. Bringing this, what they call the Gaudiya mission, which again is interesting in that it, from the very beginning, comprised 64 branches. And to me that is significant of and representing much of the traditions of Asia, India, China too, and so on. Of these wisdom traditions not being hierarchical, religious institutions, but different coexisting philosophical schools. Of course, they're generally built and growing around different influential individuals, schools, temples, traditions, among groups of like-minded. Which makes it look more like a tree, organic tree, than some pyramid or whatever, of a monolithic power system, which it easily becomes. And fighting against others who are different. So again, this is the tradition we are following here, and therefore you will hear me speak. And from my point of view, and this also has to do with integrity, which is important here, because you listen to this and to other things, have your own integrity to defend and protect, because it's you, your life, your freedom to think, you want, and to act, hopefully, on your own convictions. long as you follow the law. So take this. Maybe as a training. Critically listen to me, not with a negative bias of criticizing, but critically meaning listening, understanding. Thinking about it and making up your own opinion. Listening to some others. Finding different opinions, meeting, confronting, yes, but in constructive ways. So that we can improve our understanding. And that we can get rid of illusions, errors, faults. Which, if nothing else, show in results that are similarly dysfunctional. So, yeah, something like that. That's what we're going to try and do here.